CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler, welcoming Patrick Tucker, the technology editor for Defense One, reporting on rescue missions in Afghanistan and the tragedy of Kabul. But these rescue missions are by veterans, one particular veteran organizing with the digital universe that we all live in. His name is Joe Sabo. Patrick, a very good evening to you. Joe Sabo and his colleagues, what have they done? What are we looking at here? Good evening.
Good evening. So, yes, reached out to a couple of different folks last week to talk about what has become really an across the country veteran-led effort to facilitate evacuations of people, primarily folks who have worked with U.S. forces or NATO forces in Afghanistan, as well as their families, and accelerate their evacuation out of the country. So that's happening in a couple of different places. There's a few different veterans groups that are trying to do it. But one of the things that these guys have noticed is that they really need a lot of help in scaling up their efforts, because they might have a few contacts, including of operators that are actually working right now on the ground at Hamid Karzai Airport in Kabul. But they don't have the means to effectively get all of the visa applications that are coming their way met, and then transforming those into actual manifested persons, which is, you know, persons appearing on manifest that are now cleared to get on a plane. So what Joe Sabo did, he's the founder of a company called Trendlines. It's a workforce development company. They also create software and they do consulting. He was contacted by a veteran named Worth Parker, who former Marine Lieutenant Colonel and Special Operations guy, worked with the Marine Special Ops, the Raiders. And what Sabo was able to do was take the kind of format that a few veterans had set up for taking the person, verifying that they are who they say that they are, seeing where they are in country, and then getting them on the plane. And he just scaled it up the way tech entrepreneurs do, now finding up to 150 volunteers. They've facilitated movement out of the country of 160 people or so, and they're just increasing that. And what they're founding is that very similar to the way technology companies are able to get more and more data from more and more places as they improve services and people start using those services and interacting with them. So these guys have found that people, families, and different sources on the ground that they're trying to help are able to give them information, and they have a new window into what the Taliban are actually doing. So they can help individuals that are at Kabul Airport, at Hamid Karzai Airport, or elsewhere in town to figure out where the Taliban might be, where they might be intercepted. And even if emails that they've received or messages that they've received that purport to be from the State Department or someplace else are in fact efforts by the Taliban to lead people into custody. So they're providing a lot of the services that we would traditionally associate with the federal government, except they're doing it on an entirely volunteer basis, and a lot of them while also working second jobs.
Yes, we have a quote from this group. We have 11 U.S. citizens in one house right now. This is fog of war. It might be dated, but we have this quote in Patrick's story. They have received no communication from the State Department, zero. They called to ask if they should go to a specific location, and we told them no because of intelligence we had. It was a trap. So they're dealing with people who are direly at risk, and they're moving them separate from the State Department or separate from the U.S. government, or is it because they're not getting response in time? I'm trying to see if there's tension here.
Well, there is not, and I can tell you that from what I've heard, a lot of these groups are operating with the tacit blessing of the government because they're filling a need that the government right now can't fill. The government, for since this has begun the Sunday before or last, has made no assurances or guarantees of anyone's safety trying to reach Kabul airport. That's not a thing that they've ever said that they were able to do, and they've been very deliberate in avoiding any claim that they can get you to the airport. So what this group is doing is they're basically trying to find the safest route for people. And just because there's so much chaos right now and the intercept activity of the Taliban is so high, a lot of the time what they're doing is they're actually advising people to start walking to Pakistan is the thing that they've now sort of resorted to having to do more and more often. But all of that experience and the experience of a lot of folks in Afghanistan, I think, contrasts pretty dramatically with what we've been hearing out of the White House and the State Department in terms of their assurances that they're doing all that they can. And I think we're going to have a lot of different debates and positions on what all that you can do actually means in the context of a situation like this. Because there's just a lot of hard choices all around, but the hardest ones are being borne by the people in Kabul, and so groups like this are very fortunate in being able to help them. And it is remarkable that they can do this, set up an operation like this so quickly just with volunteers and have this sort of impact. It does show the power of technology and mass communication now to take over responsibility that we normally associate with government.
This used to be called in the 20th century word of mouth. Is this how it's spreading? People are calling people and they have names that they submit to see if they can be rescued. Is it that spontaneous, Patrick?
Yeah, kind of. So people, basically what you need is you approach this group. You have to have some documentation that shows that you worked with the U.S. government at some point, preferably a picture or something like that. And then what this Team America does, which is the group that Sabo leads, they try to validate and verify that so that you can get an emergency visa. And they do that through a network of veterans that they have and other official sources that they're relying on that don't want to be too out front with where they are right now just because it could endanger the entire operation. But they validate and verify that that visa applicant is who that they say that they are, and then they work really rapidly to try and get that person what they call manifested, which means listed on a manifest and able to move to gate and fly out. And what's striking to me is that they're able to do this in a matter of hours under incredibly difficult conditions. And this is something that the State Department has had such trouble with and continues to have trouble with many people languishing for years waiting for emergency visa applications to be approved. So somehow they were able to do this in large part because of precisely what you mentioned. They have a network of people that can work together to make sure that an individual's information is validated and verified as appropriate for an emergency visa application.
We have about a minute, Patrick. The enemy gets a vote. The Taliban is fishing. What does that mean, and what are they doing?
Yeah, well, this is, I think, one of the more interesting things that I found out about this. The Taliban that we associate, you know, circa 2000, 2001 with, you know, a backward medievalist barbarian tribe in possession of old Soviet hardware is not the same Taliban that exists in 2021. They're using very sophisticated and modern counter intelligence techniques. They are sending emails to people that they have on lists and trying to lure them out into the open under the pretense of being the State Department. They are also attempting to infiltrate Sabo's group, sending emails to members of the group purporting to be from the State Department or other official sources. And so this is a real cat and mouse game that's playing out with a Taliban that looks very different from the one that most of us remember 20 years ago.
And the fishing expeditions are meant to get inside the emails, so they have some deep knowledge of hacking, and that'd be in real time as well. Patrick?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, I was just going to say, those techniques aren't as sophisticated as you would think that they need to be effective. So they don't have to do a lot of, like, new eloquent programming. They can just rely on hacking techniques that are now available in databases all around the world. So they're a very different enemy than we are used to.
Patrick Tucker, the report is at Defense One right now. This is representative of stories in all directions that eventually we'll get clarity on. It's fog of war. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.